We're in the middle of this very famous sugya. The Gemara began on Yud Amud Beis. What is the source and the chumash for the institution of Chazaka? So the Gemara quoted the one mocker when the kohen walks out of the house that has the neged tzaras and he declares that it's musgar. How does he know that it didn't shrink? Maybe it no longer has a gris. So Yishtal of Chazaka and the Tosfos pointed out Ben Lekula Ben Lechumra. If someone enters the bias when it's musgar, b'shoigeg, and then he goes into the Beis Hamikdash b'shoigeg, he brings a chatas olaviyor, he brings a korban chatas, and you're not allowed to bring chulam bazar. If you hold chulam bazar, it's only the rabbanon, so it's not such a hot proof. But then Tosfos brings another proof that if a person enters the Beis Hamuzgar and then he touches truma kachim, then you burn it. That's a real din. Mishmeres Trumaisa, that's a real din deraisa. So if it's a sofek with Yishtel of Chazaka, then you should have said, if it's not a vada, we pass on Chazaka as a vada. If it's a sofek, so we should have said sofek deraisa luchumri. You're not allowed to burn the truma the kachim. According to the Rambam, who holds that sofek deraisa luchumri is only with the Rabbanon, that's a question. But then the Rambam is going to be a problem with the whole sugya, with the rest of the sugya. So that's what the Nesivas wrote a sefer on Yeridea that's called Chavis Das on Siman Kuf Yud. He has the introduction to Siman Kuf Yud is called the Beis HaSofek. So he writes the same as what the Ktzos wrote in the Shev Shmaitzer. They both wrote the same thing. Sometimes they agree, sometimes they disagree, sometimes they agree. So here they both agree that even though the Rambam is of the opinion that Sofek the Araisa Luchum is only with the Rabbanon, and perhaps the simple reading of the Rambam is even by Nisa Koris, also it's only Sofek the Araisa Luchum is with the Rabbanon. That's only by a Sofek Iser, but by a Sofek Mitzvah, then you have to go Luchum Menator. So maybe over here, this Mishmeres Trumoisai, maybe we treat it like a mitzvah because it's a lava bomb chalala. Pasuk says we should treat the truma in kavchaim with the kachim. The pasuk, the original pasuk, Mishmeres Trumaisa says by truma. But Rashi writes on the first daf, on the basin and basin chul. Rashi writes if there's a din of mishmeres by truma, there's certainly a din of mishmeres by kachim. So maybe the din of mishmeres, maybe you treat it like an essay. Sofik deraisa luchumim b'deraisa. Could be. I'll call upon him. So that was a short discussion, right? That was it. That you go baser chazok. Then the Gemara says on the top of Yud Aleph and Aleph, the question was, second line from the top. Minoham milsa damar amon and zul baser ruba. Gemara says, Minoham, it's a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. Acharam lahatas. The original pasuk, Acharam lahatas, if there's a split vote in the bezin, you follow the majority. And Choshe Mishpat, they quoted to Sefta that if you have a group of shutfim, they own a shoe factory together, whatever. And there's a machlokes when they have, once a year, they have a meeting of the shareholders, and they discuss which direction they should go. So one of them says they should sell to China also, and they should sell to South Africa also. The other one says, no, why should we expand? Let's just do what we're doing now. So it says in Tosefta, it says in the Shulchan Aruch that you go baser roif. That's what we do. Whenever you have a machlekes among the shareholders, you follow the majority opinion. So the Vilna Gaon says the mocker is Achuram Latas. Also the same posse. It's not exactly the same. It's not exactly the same. That's really Ruba Kukuloi. What's over here? The original posse Achuram Latas is, if you have a split vote and you don't know whether the man is chayv misa or not, 10 dayanim say he's chayv. Let's say 13 dayanim say he's chayv misa and 10 say that he's potter. So we assume that the 13 are probably right and the 10 are wrong. The rov is mevara what the din is. They're all qualified dayanim. The rov is mevara the din. But the psak has to be given by the whole bezin. So we say ruba kukuloi also. You learn out ruba kukula from here. Let's say on Pesach night when you drink arba koisis. So the Shulchan Aruch says the lechatchil you should drink kol hakoyis, but if you drink roiv hakoyis, the Gemara says in Arba Psachim, the last part of Psachim, Gemara said, drink roif kais is good, rubik kukula. But l'chatchila you should drink kol kais. L'chatchila you shouldn't rely on a mitzvah, l'chatchila you shouldn't rely on rubik kukula. The marker for that is the first daf and the second parak. That the Mishnah says, ha-shechet b'di'evet, if he shechted one simen boif, or he shechted roif up shnayim b'beheime, shchitosek shere. Why is it ha-shechet b'di'evet? Isn't that the din l'chatchila? So Gemara is not sure why the Mishnah uses the Loshon b'di'evet. So one of the two suggestions the Gemara gives, the first piece of Gemara, Chav Zayin Amanal. First, one suggestion is that Ruba Kukul is only good b'di'evet. L'chatchila should have Kulay. On Shabbos, when you make Kiddush, there's no din that you have to drink the whole kos. There's a din you have to drink Maloy Lugmav. On Pesach night, the din is supposed to drink arba kaisers. Ruba Kukula is considered as if he drank the whole kais. It's not the same. Pesach night, arba kais, not the same as a regular brocha la kos. So Ruba Kukula said, how do you know Ruba Kukula? Also from Acher Ram Lahatas, that the psak is supposed to be given by the entire Sanhedrin of the 23 Dayanim, or the entire Dinim Amnes, it's the split vote 2-1. So you see the Ruba Kukula, you see that Roiv is Mevarer the din. If two say chayv and one says potter, roiv is mavara. Thank you very much. Okay. Put a little schnapps, it would have been better. That's what I'm doing at home. Take schnapps. Okay. They say, they ask Sir Arthur Fleming, what does he do when he gets sick? He says, take schnapps. He doesn't believe in penicillin. He's the one who invented penicillin. So you see from the pasuk that roiv is mevari, see from the pasuk that ruba kukuloi also. Yeah. How do you say bitl b'roiv? That's a question. How do you say bitl b'roiv? So that's problematic. But we assume bitl b'roiv is also based on this pasuk, acharam lahatas. So the original pasuk goes on nefashos also. You go basar roiv by nefashos also. But the Gemara says, but maybe the pasuk is only talking about ruba deisa. Come on, you have a split vote in the Sanhedrin. 13 Dayanim say Chai Misa, 10 say Potter, so you go Basar Roiv. How do you know that even a Ruba Deleisa Kamon is also to be followed? So the Gemara says, maybe one Pasuk, maybe another Pasuk. We already jumped to the Maskana, the bottom line. The bottom line is on the top line in Rashi, on Yud Beis Amid Aleph. So Rashi writes on the first narrow line, it must be that it's Halacha Moshe Sinai. Because each one of these makaris is a little questionable. Or it could be, Inami, it could be that it's really included in the same pasuk. Acharam lahatas mashmat bein ruba disa kamam bein ruba delesa kamam, you follow right. So the Gemara is giving, we're halfway through the different proofs. The Gemara was giving different makaris to prove that you follow right, even ruba delesa kamam. So let's see, one of the proofs was on Yud Aleph and Beis. We left off in the middle of everything. After Ein Apotropos La'arayz, that the 15 lines from the top. Avkad Amar, Asya Mehorgas HaNefesh, Damar Chmona Katle, Torah says he gave him the death penalty. V'lechesh Duma Trefa, maybe the murder victim is a Trefa. Trefa is considered a Garba Ktila. We explained that two people who have the status of a Garba Ktila. One is a person who has a Simen Trefa. That's the question. Whatever is described in the Mishnais and Elu Treifas by animals, you carry that over to people, that's called the Treifa. That's a Machloikas there, where the Treifa Chai, Treifa and Achaya. And then Beis HaManal, Tosis alluded to it. You're not allowed to eat a Behema Treifa, even though you did a proper Shechita on it. That's the Pasuk. So the question is that because we assume the animal will die within 12 months? Or no. Even if the animal will live within 12, will survive more than 12. And no one's going to live forever. All the animals are going to die. All the people are going to die also. So maybe Trefa Chai, maybe a Trefa will survive more than 12 months. But it's also Bachila, Akzeris HaKasu Shai, a diseased animal. You're not allowed to eat. Not because it's already half dead, because it's going to die within 12 months. So we really paskin if you have an animal that has a simitrafis and you lock it up, and you feed it, and it lives on for 12 months, be paskin is still awesome. if you have an animal that is a suffix trefa, you're not sure if it's a trefa or not, and you lock it up and you feed it for a year and it survives, then we assume the fact that it survived for a year, that it's a rubid lesa kamon, that it's probably not a, it's a, not a trefa. But if you have an animal that's a vadai trefa, it doesn't help if it lives for 12 months. In other words, we pass a trefa chaya, even though the trefa will live for 12 years, in 12 months, it's still lost about you. Because the Rabban said on that Gemara, the Rabban asked on that Gemara, hech nechel ko aboy so'ilom, how can you have a machloike satanoim with a trefa chai, trefa chai? Why didn't they experiment? So the answer is they probably did experiment, and they probably all died within, they probably took 100 animals, they probably all died within the year. And one Tana said it doesn't, it's not a conclusive proof, because it could be if they would have taken 20,000 animals. They weren't interested in making such an experiment with 20,000 animals. They didn't have the time or the patience, but if they would have, then maybe some of them would have survived. Doesn't necessarily prove that they're all going to die. Maybe the rub is that when an animal is a trefa, it is going to die within 12 months, but it doesn't necessarily mean that that's always the case. It doesn't mean that that's the reason why the Torah prohibited a trefa. So if you have an animal that's a suffix trefa and it survived 12 months, the rife is that an animal that's a trefa will die within 12 months. And if this animal was a suffix trefa, suffix and trefa, you're not sure. The fact that it lived 12 months is a proof that it was not a trefa. But if the animal is a vada trefa and it lives 12 months, we pass him that it's awesome. We pass him that it's still awesome. That was trefa chaya. So that's a big machlekes in the Rishonim. What's the definition of trefa by Odom? That you say a person is considered, one is a person is a garbek tila, the hahorgoy, and an eragol. If I kill someone who happens to be a trefa, I'm not chayv nisim. So the Shita Mekubetzes at the end of the second perek in Bava Kama says the definition of a trefa is you carry over all the dinim in the Mishnah in the third perek, ela trefas, and you carry it over by Odom. And the Rambam doesn't seem to hold like that. The Rambam in Hilchos Macholos Hasuras writes that we have traditions. We have the Mishnayos in Perek, the third Perek of the Dreyfus. What's a Dreyfus? Le'osa b'achila. And we ignore what the doctors say, whether the animal will survive 12 months or not. Slomala v'lamoirid. And then in Hilchos Ratzeach, when the Rambam quotes the din that if you are a Dreyfus, you're not Chayim Misa. So what's the definition of a Dreyfus? So he says, if the doctors assess the situation that the man is not going to live for 12 months. So that's a problematic Rambam. What's it then if you kill a goses? The Gemara at the end of the second parak in Baba Kam said, what's it then if you kill a goses? A goses mean a man is, let's say, we give someone a blessing and should live to the age of 120. So let's say he's 119. And tonight he's going to be 120, and someone comes and they shoot him. He's holding by the end. His heart, his breathing is hard. He's holding by the end. And then someone hastens his death. He killed him. Gemara said, you kill a guy. He says, you're chai misa. So the doctors will assess him. He's not going to live 12 months. They say he's in the process of dying. So what's a ghosis and what's a trefa? According to the Rambam, that a trefa means if the doctors, according to Ramah, trefa by Odom to determine that he's a gabrik tila doesn't correspond to the Mishnah in Eila Trefas. Here you do consult the doctors of definition of trefa is going to die within 12 months. So how is that different from Harigas Sagosas that Yechayv Misa? When we learned Bava Kama, Rav Soloveitchik said maybe it means that you need tissue damage. What do you mean? The guy's holding by dying, there's no tissue damage. I'm not sure exactly what that means. Maybe you got to figure out, according to the Rambam, that it depends what the Achroidim point out. So Machalek is the Rambam and the Shita Mekubetz. Shita Mekubetz is there in Bava Kama. The end of the second parak says that Hargis HaTrefa is Gabrik Tini, not Chai Misa. It depends on the Mishnayos in the third parak. And the Rambam says, no, here it depends on what the doctors say. So that's the question. According to the Rambam, how do you distinguish between Hargis HaGoses, who is Chai Misa, and Hargis HaTrefa? Is not chayv misa. What's by behema also? Let's say you have a behema misukenis. A behema is gosesis. It's in the throes of death. And you run in quickly and you shech the behema. So the Mishnais are going to have later. If it seems that you killed the animal, you caused it to die earlier than would have otherwise died, then it's a good shchita. But if the animal would have died anyway at the same time, and your cutting the neck didn't really hasten the death, so then shechita is not a kosher shechita. How do you know whether he hastened the death or not? So the Mishnah tells you simanim. If the animal is still jumping around after you finish the shechita, then it's a simon that you really killed the animal and would have survived another couple of seconds or another couple of minutes. No, another couple of hours. It doesn't say exactly how much longer. What's called hastening the death? So we have, just like a hergas ha-goyseis, is chayv misa by human being. So if you shech the misukenis, also the shechita is good. Shechita is good. That's what Yecheskel HaNavi says. He had a midas chasidus. He wouldn't want to eat an animal that was geshacht when it was a misukenis, because it's borderline nevela. But strictly speaking, the din is that it is kosher. So there are two people who are called gabrik tila. One is a person who's a treifa, whatever the definition of a treifa is, that's a serious question. And one is one who is nigmadina lemisa. If Bez makes a gmadina on someone, that is chayv misa. So if I never liked that guy in the first place, and I always wanted to murder him. But if I murder him, so the police will put me in prison. So I wait till he does some aveira, and Bez makes a gmadina lemisa. The din is yadu edim tia babrishan. The edim are supposed to kill him. I rush in with my gun and I shoot him. So the Bezin will not kill me, because since they already made a Gemar Din Lamisa, he's considered a Gabrik Til. And if you kill a Gabrik Til, you're not Chayiv Misa. Yeah, well, are there any other Dina for Misha Nigmar Din Lamisa?
According to this, you can make a bad sense. Is the possibility that a person could be, that there would be Chazara from Trefos, would that also be dependent on animals, or would that...
It's a good question. By the animals we mentioned, it's a machlokes, the Rosh and the Ramban. If an animal had a treifus, an animal was also machil because of a treifus, and then you treat it, then you heal the sickness. So the Ramban says he healed it, so it's kosher. And the Rosh says, based on the Gemara, that once it's a treifa, it remains treifa in a chazer slak shera. Is that a din in kashrus, or is that a din in treifa? I don't know. For the Gemara, what it appears, it's a din in kashrus. Shouldn't necessarily apply to say that the person is still a treifa. That's why you said over that someone said, Rav Soloveitchik once had surgery 10 years before he died. He had surgery, had cancer surgery. So years later, he said that he's still considered a treifa. Because since he was once a treifa, and they had to do surgeries, a treifa in chazer slachera, he's still a treifa. Anybody kills him will be potter from his. So that's a question whether he really meant it. He had a good sense of humor. He used to joke around. I don't know. Could be that klal, that Rosh disagrees with the Ramban. That's what Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. What do we have? A mem zaynam anal, mem vavam and base mem zaynam anal. The long Tosfos. It could be Tosfos and the Rosh hold. Maybe it only means in kashrus. Doesn't necessarily mean that a person who's a treifa cannot return back to become a healthy person. By mum, there's a klal. There's a mum kavua and a mum maiva by karbanis. So if you have a mum kavua, you can be paid the karban. Even though if you'll do surgery, you can straighten out. If you would have done surgery and fixed and corrected the mum, it would be a mum maiva. But Kozman, you didn't do the surgery, so that's considered a mum kavua. If the mum is not going to get better on its own, then it's called a mum kavua. If you did the surgery, then it's no longer a bal mum. There's a pasuk in the end of Chumash Vayikra. I need a good balkari who remembers all the psukim, yeah. There's a pasuk in the end of Chumash Vayikra about Misha Nigma Dina Lamisa, and someone says Erko Alai, so that you don't pay anything, because since he's a Gabrik Tila, so there's no Erchin for a dead person. There are two types. There's Dama Valai and there's Erko Alai. So if I say Dama Valai, I want to pledge to donate to the Beis Hamikdash the value of this person if he would have been sold on the slave market, Kamosha Avlim Kashuk. So he's worthless. he's worthless. Nigbadin lemisa. So no one's going to buy him. They're going to put him to death the same day, tomorrow. They're going to put him to death. But the shayla is, erchin doesn't depend on how much people would pay to buy such a slave. The Torah tells you it depends whether it's a male or a female, what age the person has, even if he's worthless, he pays. So if a person says about someone else, erki alai, so you ought to pay even though he's nigma dina lamisa. So the pasuk at the end of Chumash Vayikra, the Gemara interprets the pasuk that it's referring to one who says erko alai and he's nigma dina lamisa, you don't pay. Most humans, you don't pay at all. Why? Because he's a garba ketiva. Would that carry over to a treifa also? You say about another person, say erko alai and the other person is a treifa. They say a treifa is a garba ketiva also. Have to look through all the Gemaras. There is a discussion in the Shulchan Aruch. The din is, let's say, a man is married and he dies and leaves no children. So his wife needs even more chalitza. What if his wife had a baby and the baby died before the father? The Arabs came and they killed the father and the son. And you have to ascertain who died first. This is the history of the Jewish people. The last 2,000 years. So this is discussed all the time. There's different countries, different names, different people, but the same shayla over and over and over again every year. They kill the father and the son, you have to ascertain who died first. So if you ascertain that the son died first, then the wife needs chalitza. What if you ascertain the son didn't die first, the son was a treifa? The son was a treifa first. So they say also, treifa is considered keves. So one of the achrayim says like that, and the others say that it's a joke. Or the mashal, you're not allowed to marry achas ishtoi. I'm not allowed to marry my wife's sister. But achas ishtoi is only osur litzrale b'chaye ishtoi. Achas ishtoi, achamisas ishtoi would be mutter. So what if the wife is not dead? What if the wife is a treifa? Would you say that that's not called b'chaye? Because a person is a treifa is a garba ketiva. So one of the achrayim says like that, but then the other say it's ridiculous. There is no such thing. Treifa is a garba ketiva, very restricted applications. Let's say a person is a nigma dina lemisa, and then he takes deathly sick on Shabbos. Are you allowed to be mechal Shabbos to extend his life? It's a far-fetched case. There wouldn't be goyma dina lemisa on Shabbos. But goyma dina lemisa on Friday, so they should give him the death penalty on Friday. What happened? But a far-fetched case, okay. So let's say nigma dina lemisa, and then he gets deathly sick on Shabbos. Are you allowed to be mechal Shabbos to extend his life? He says he's a garba ketiva. So you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos to save his life. And the same thing by treifa? What do you mean? Treifa is a garba ketiva. You're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos to save his life. Probably you are mechal Shabbos. So when do you treat the treifa? We had a din of Bava Kamma last year in the first parak. Prosh and Nitrov. A couple has a baby, boy, and you need pidyon on bed. Then the baby becomes a treifa in the middle of 30 days. On the 31st day, the baby is still alive, but he has a simen treifas. He has a simen treifas. So the Tosfos learns the Gemara there. Rashi learns Prosh and Nitrov. Ain't poinim oso. It means that the baby was murdered by an animal or by a person within the 30 days. It was a healthy baby, probably would have lived till the Yom Lamanal, but somebody, an animal, a person, killed him in the middle. So Rashi said, that's the pshat. They said, of course he potter. What do you need a pasuk for? If the baby's not, the chiyah pidyon ben is chal on the 31st day, the baby's not alive or whatever, he's not right. So Tei says, no, it doesn't mean that. It means the baby was a treifa in the middle of the 30 days. 31st day, the baby is still alive, but he's a treifa. So gabrak tilo say you potter. So there you can't discuss if the baby became nigma dina lemisa. How can the baby can't be nigma dina lemisa? The baby didn't do any aver, you can't make him. The question, how far do you go? Where do you apply this din of garba ketiva? Very rare.
Just by the erchin, do we say that if you're makdish a treifa, there's no kedusha hal on it at all?
It gets kedushas domim lamizbeach. is like if I would have set aside a $1,000 bill.
You say that Erechim is also Kedushas Damim? Why do we have to Darshan Chasav? Why can we say Erechim is Kedushas Damim? And if it's Kedushas Damim, then the Kedusha will always be Chal. And then if somebody is Nigmar Dina Lamisa, then we should say that he should get, Damim should count, and the Pasuk should not.
Yeah, we had that funny sheet that was on the Pchina.
Yeah,
but the Pashtus is not like the Mabit, not like the Shilti Gibor. Pashtus is, when you say, Erko Alai, Erke Alai, it's a Chiyuv, I pledge to give an amount of money. But it's not that I magdish the person, then I have to be paid to the person. That's a wild Shita. Pashtus is not so. It's a collector's item. As long as I don't believe it or not. Observation never liked the believe it or not, but it helps people remember the topics sometimes. Anyway, so the Gemara has a din, if you kill a treifa, you're not chayim misa. How can you ever give the death penalty for murder? Maybe the one who was killed is a treifa. So must be mishum dazlina basu, but road people are not treifa. And maybe you say the batkin olay, you take the dead body and you do an autopsy on it, and you see whether there's any trephies. You cut them up. It could be a trephies on the lungs, on the liver, on the kidneys, on the brain, everything. You're going to cut up the whole thing. And Mar saying, not allowed to do that. It's a nisa nivel ames. Nivel ames is learned that from the pasuk. Kabbatik bered by yamu kikilus elakim tolor elas atamis ad moscha. So it said you have to bury the person, a Jewish person. You have to bury him the same day because it's a bizoyer ames. A dino kovar abriyas bizoyer ames. So certainly to do an autopsy is certainly prohibited. Then the Gemara said, "Vichi teima." Maybe I'll argue the point in Sem Shemiba. Neshama Nahai. Ninavle. That's what last week we left off with two ways to read the Gemara. Rashi says, in order to acquit the murderer, maybe we should do the autopsy to ascertain that the one who was murdered, that the murder victim was a treifa to pata him. What the burden of proof? Usually you say v'hitzilu edam, whenever they're suffering the fashis, you go lohakel. So what do you mean? V'chiteimam shemibin nusham adai. In order to save the life of the murderer, we should be allowed to do nivel ames. To do nivel ames to save someone's life, to do an autopsy to save someone's life, Nadi Behuda says that that's muta. An autopsy is an is a nivel ames, but if you think there's a chance that by doing an autopsy on this person, you'll figure out how the sickness develops, and you'll be able to save someone else's life who's dying from the same disease. So then, then that Rebbe Yehuda says that it's mutter. So what's the pshat over here? Mechum shemi, but neshama Rashi learns, in order to save the life of the murderer, we should be permitted to do the autopsy. Fakert, if you don't do the autopsy, you won't give him the death penalty. Because of the suffix. So Rashi assumes difficult. Maybe it means the reverse. Mishamiba Nushama Nahai, in order to, not in order to acquit the murderer. In order to, we don't know whether the murder victim was a treifa or not. So maybe in order to give the death penalty to the murderer, we should be allowed to do Nival Ames, because that's Litoivas Ames. We're doing the Mesa Toiva by taking the karma, by killing the murderer. Maybe the pshat is the reverse. So that's what the Rashash points out. The Rashi is funny. And he says he seems to remember seeing this in the Nadi Behuda. Somebody doesn't remember where. There is a Chuvah's Nadi Behuda, but the Nadi Behuda suggests such a possibility. How to read the Gemara the other way, the opposite from Rashi. Shemib and Nusham and the High, in order, yes, to give the death penalty, we should be permitted to do an autopsy on the mace. The Gemara says, still not going to prove anything. If he shot him in the heart or in the brain, maybe there was a treifas there. So he won't be able to check. So he'll still not know. Still not know. Sure. So that's where we left off last week. Sure. Let's see. Avinu Amar Asi Me'edim Zomimim. The Omar Rahman Osisim Lo Kashdom Lassel Yochiv. What's the din of Edim Zomimim? If I intended the two intents of trying to give Malkus to the Vic, to the person, and then the Huzmus, he give them Malkus. They tried to make him pay $1,000, they make them pay $1,000. They tried to give him the death penalty, he give them the death penalty. So it's attempted murder. they get the death penalty for attempted murder. But if the person about whom they were testifying that he's Chayiv Misa, if he was a treifa, then even if they would have murdered him, mamish, it was attempted murder. Even if they would have murdered him, he would be considered a Gavra Ketilo. There wouldn't be Chayiv Misa. So the Gemara says, maybe the one whom they're trying to kill is a treifa. And if he's a treifa, the Adam Zaymimim Shahu's Mush should not get the death penalty. Even if they would have killed him, there wouldn't be a Chayiv Misa. So for attempted murder, certainly not. Elam shenamin azul basaruba, so it's a right that you go basaruba and in the fascist. Avichitema de batkina le, not attempted murder. You mean, we testified that the guy's chayev skila. So we killed him and he gave him skila. Then after he's dead and buried, then who's mu? The enema who's mu? And then we want to find out, so we deserve skila. So the question is, but maybe the man that we gave skila to was a Gavra Ketilah, maybe he was a treifa. So maybe he'll dig him up and we'll do an autopsy now. B'chitema, the Batkinla, make an autopsy now. Moshe says, no, the din of Kasha Zalman only applies if they never gave him the death penalty. Once he gave him the death penalty, there's no din of Kasha Zalman. B'chitema, the Batkinla, we'll do the autopsy now. B'atanya, B'rebiyayim, B'lohorgim, N'erogim, Horgim, Ein, N'erogim. The only time the witnesses get Kasha Zalman is if Lohorgim, if they didn't punish the person. But if he's dead already, then you don't give him the punishment. So you can't cut up a living person to ascertain whether he's a treif or not. He's still alive. You're going to cut up his lungs and his kidney and his heart. Everything is impossible. So it's a raya that you go basaroy. Each one brings a different raya. Rabashi amasim ishchita atzma. Yom achman ishchot v'chol. Torah says, yishech denal mu'yidi. Nechesh. Why not be concerned of the possibility that Shem Makam Nekev Koshach, maybe when you shech the animal, maybe there was a treifus over there by the corner, by the vesha. So must be a lam shenamin azul basur. But you go basur, we assume not so. Sure. Each one brought a different right. Am Rav Ashi Amita, the Shmata Kamei, the Rav Kana. One version was Rav Ashi says, I told it over to Rav Kana. Another version says, Rav Kana said it over to someone else. The Rav Simis, A said to B. Someone said to another one. The Omalei, and his response was, maybe the Yoilam, when you have no alternative, then you go basaroyf. So if the Torah says you can shech the nan, the Torah says you give the death penalty, right? So there's no way to check. Okay, so you go basaroyf. But maybe hechadevsher evsher, whenever it's possible to check, maybe you don't go basaroyf. What about Rameir's opinion? He says, Chashin Muta, Chanami de Lochel Bisra, would you say, according to Rame, you can't eat any flesh? Because whenever you shecht an animal, maybe where you were shechting with the knife, maybe the animal was a treifa there. Chitei Mahachinami, he said, okay, maybe there's a chumra of Rav Meir that you're not allowed to eat meat, even though it says in the chumash that you're allowed to eat meat. Maybe Rav Meir, that's what Tosis says, the Pashtus is the Rav Meir Shita is only with the Rabbanan. Rav Meir Chayish L'miyuta. That's what Tosis says over here. And if you base him on all of the maschal pesach v'kotchin, then on the margin it says we should look ayin l'kamon daf peivov. The same Tosis appears there. Tosis is besupik whether a mer shita chashinu miyuta is a din derais a din derabbanan. Pashtus is it's only a din mid derabbanan. The shita of Rav Meir is based on the idea that miyut kamande isidami and the chacham hold miyut kamande leisidami. So that machloik is the principle that is based on is a principle deraisa. There are other nafkaminas that'll be deraisa. Ruba v'chazok, ruba adif. There are other cases where there'll be nafkaminas deraisa lahokel lahachmer. But this nafkamina, the Rameh holds a kotan ktana lo miyabmim, shemi motzi sor, shemi temotzi islanders. So this tesis is noted to say that this nafkamina is only midirabbana. So that's what the Gemara can say, even though it says in the Chumash that you can shech b'sar taiva. Maybe Midirabban and they prohibited it. But Pesach v'kach meikan ameimah. You can't say that you're not going to bid korban Pesach. That's a mitzvah every year. It's a mitzvah to everybody. Even if you're a vegetarian, you don't want to eat meat, but you have no choice. On Leil Pesach, everybody has to eat the kazayis of korban Pesach, whether you like it or not. And kachim, if you happen to bring a korban, then there's a din brach l'sabasa. Asher Kupa Behem, Bachlos, Asher Kupa Behem, Rashi quotes, that it's a mitzvah on the Baal HaKorban to eat the Besar HaKorbanos. At Yontif, we assume like that. Ein Simcha lebe Besar Shlomim, that the mitzvah is to eat Besar Kochim. So the mi'ensah must be according to Ramel Hech, Devsha, Evshech, Lehevsha, Lehevsha, just like according to Rab Meir, Rab Meir Chayish L'miyuto, Rab Meir just says, instead of the Kotan and Ketana having Ibum now, tell him to wait a couple of years. Tell him to wait to see if it's going to develop to be any Simoni Saris, any Simoni Islandist. The Simonim are not noticeable when they're so young. You have to wait till later, till 15, 16, 17, 18, then you'll be able to tell. He doesn't say you don't do Yibum at all. He says you wait a couple of years. Normally, when a person dies, his brother-in-law, the brother of the one who died, is going to be an older person. It's rare that there's going to be a cotton before Bar Mitzvah. So maybe if it's before Bar Mitzvah, you wait a couple of years, according to Rabbi Hechad Epsher. Hechad Epsher, Epsher. You wait. Hechad Eloy Epsher, Eloy Epsher. Hechadami the Rabbanon. How do the Rabbanon know from all of these psukim that you proved, Eidim Zoymim, and Retzeach, and Makarov V'yima, every proof that you brought, maybe Hechad Eloy Epsher, Eloy Epsher. You have no choice. You go Basarayv. Otherwise, he won't be in fulfillment of the mitzvah in the Torah. But if you have a mitzvah that you can either fulfill now by relying on Roiv or waiting to ascertain that it's a Vadai, not a Roiv, maybe you should wait. So it's a big question mark. So that's Rashi. You say, come to the end of the sugi, you still don't know. How do you know that Azlina Masaruba? All the proofs that we quoted from all the psukim is only Hechad Eloy Epsher. You go Basarayv, Hechad Epsher, maybe the Chachamim will say like Rav Meir. So it must be, Rashi says, again to the last line, Rashi, either Zalach HaMashim Sinai, what's included in the Pasuk, Achar Amlata, said, you go Basarayv. Okay, that's the sugya. There's a famous Rambam we mentioned, Rambam Hilchas Yisuri Biya, quotes the Gemaris in the end of the first perek in Ksubas, the Gemara quotes Mishnayis, that Tidik HaNimtza Mushlach Bo'ir, if you have a city where the majority of the women who are of that age that they can have children are Jewish, and then you find a little baby. Someone had a baby, they don't want to raise the baby. So you don't know whether it's a Jewish mother or a non-Jewish mother. Let's say a single girl has a baby. So she gives up the baby for adoption. You don't know whether the single girl is Jewish or not Jewish. So the din is that you go Basar Roiv. So if Roiv of the people in the city are Jewish, you assume their baby is Jewish. So you have the child brought up by a Jewish family, you make him a bar mitzvah, and you have him learn in the yeshiva, and you mitzarf him to a minyan, and he davens for an amen, he says kiddush everybody, moitzi everybody, fine, everything is fine. And then he gets married to a Jewish girl, and then the Rambam says everything is fine and dandy. If the wife is mezana, this Jewish boy who was brought up, his wife is mezana, he won't give the wife an oinish misa, because maybe her husband is not Jewish. It's only a roiv. You only know through roiv that the husband is, that that boy is Jewish, because tinek hanimtza mushloch ba'ir. So there's a miut that of women in the city who are not Jewish, and maybe the baby's really not Jewish, even though you go basar roiv, but not to give din in the fashos. That's what the Rambam writes. So the roiv is masig on the Rambam. It's against all the Gemaras. So he says it's against the Gemara in Sanhedrin. And Daf Samach Tesam at Aleph, the Gemara says there in Sanhedrin that we have a din. I think we started speaking about it last week, or we did talk about it. We have a din of Ben Sora Mora. Ben Sora Mora is only the first 3 months after Bar Mitzvah. Calls Ma, the child is a cotton before Bar Mitzvah, so cotton is a la baronchen. You don't give him any punishment for any other that he did. So the kid has to be Bar Mitzvah. And then it doesn't apply if the kid is already 65 years old and his parents are in their 80s. There's no din of Ben Sora Mar if he steals from the parents, because he's already a parent on his own. Ben Sora Mar, Ben Veloyav. Not only Ben Veloyav, Ben Veloharoy, Lekrosoav. We bend over backwards and din in the Foshas, and we dash in the Psukim, everything Lohokal. So we say Ben Veloyav means that age. If he's already too old, he's old enough to be a father, we already say Ben Veloy Roy Lekrosov. Then we say, and how soon after his Bar Mitzvah is he Roy Lekrosov? So the Gemara says 3 months after, because if he would have got married the day of his Bar Mitzvah, the Gemara assumes that a cotton is not Roy Lehoilet. So he's only Roy Lehoilet after he becomes Bar Mitzvah. And Roy women give birth at after 9 months. In the days of the Gemara, they assumed there are two kinds of pregnancy, a 9 month pregnancy and a 7 month pregnancy. We mentioned the Ritvos quoted in Shulchan Aruch. He said he doesn't understand what that's all about. We don't know what that means. But Yos is only 9 month pregnancy. But that's what it says in the Gemara. In the days of the Gemara, they thought there are two kinds of pregnancies. So if you're talking about Rove women have a 9 month pregnancy, and then the baby, the hukah rubra, it'll be noticeable that she's pregnant after 3 months. Lishlish yomer. The Gemara says maybe if he would have married a girl who would have had a 7 month pregnancy, maybe it would have been hukah rubra at less than 3 months, 2 months in a week, 1/3 into the pregnancy. If it's only going to be a 7 month pregnancy, so it would be 2.5 months, a little less than 2.5 months. So why do you say that he has a dinim and tzarah moreh till 3 months after bar mitzvah? It should only be till 2.5 months. Mora says you go baser roiv. When the rule that you darshan psukim based on the roiv is so strong, it even outweighs the rule of v'hitzilahu edim. V'hitzilahu edim means that the midah shatar and reshes b'hem are different in the area of din and nefashas. You always bend over backwards to darshan lo hakel. And you say ben v'loyav, ben v'lo haroy l'krosoav, everything l'hokel. But then, if there are two pregnancies, 9 month pregnancy, 7 month pregnancy, so you take the 9 month pregnancy because that's the roiv. So the rabbit says you see before Hashem the Gemara that you go basa roiv, even to give the death penalty. You don't say that after two and a third months, there's already no din and ben sarma. So that you can answer the kasha. That's in Midah Shatar and Edreshes Bem, in darshaning the psukim and establishing the halachas. So the rule is that you go basar roiv, you follow the roiv. There's such a Ramban in the beginning of Brochus and the Malchamas. Ramban says the Gemara darshans the chof sofis in the pasuk belechtocha baderech b'shiftocha beveisecha b'shiftocha uvelechtocha baderech. The Gemara says b'shev is didoch uvelech is didoch. That if you're sitting at home, you're doing a mitzvah, or you're going on a highway, the dvar mitzvah, so hisig the mitzvah, potem and a mitzvah. So they darshan the chof sofis and b'shiftecha or b'lechtecha. So the Ramban asks, what are you going to darshan b'shoch b'cho or b'kumecho? What about the chof sofis and those two words? It's all the same pasuk. How come the Gemara didn't darshan that? So he said the Gemara did darshan that, because the zman kriyashma balayla in baboker, it doesn't really depend on Roy Bnei Adam, it depends on Miut Bnei Adam. It depends on B'shach B'cho, when the Miut people are going to sleep, when the Miut people are waking up. How come we can recite Kriyashma until Gimel Shoes Bayom? Because the Bnei Malachim wake up then. How many people have Bnei Malachim? Normal people have to work for a living. You have to go to work. You have to wake up early in the morning. You can't lazy around in bed until Gimel Shoes Bayom. So you see that the Zman Kriyashma in the morning depends on Miut Bnei Adam. And the same thing, B'shach B'cho, also depends on the Miut Bnei Adam. Most people are not going to sleep at the time that the Gemara tells you. So the Ramban writes that usually in Kol HaTorakula, the Melchamas, the first Melchamas, and Baruch said, usually in Kol HaTorakula, you establish the dinim based on the Roiv. That's from the Midah Shatar and the Dreshes Bem. And even a din in the Foshes, the Gemara says, establish based on the Roiv. The Ben Sarah Mara is for 3 full months, not for 2 months and 2 1/3 months. You say 3 full months because you darshan, you establish the din based on right. And by Kriyashma, it depends on Miut Bnei Adam because of that Chav Sofis. So that Gemara in Sanhedrin, Da Samachte, that the Raivid asks from, don't you see that you give din in the Fosh is based on Raiv? That's, you're talking in abstract, the Midrash HaTorah and the Rashbam, establishing what the Halacha should be. The Rambam is not talking about establishing an abstract. He's talking about Lamaisa, but Poel Mamish. I don't know whether the woman is an Eish HaSish. Maybe she's married to a Goy. How can he be a Goy? He learned in the Yeshiva, and he got Smicha, and he married her, and then he davens for Anom, but everything else, we go Basaroy. When it comes to Din of Hoshes, he's saying, maybe he's not Jewish. Maybe the woman is married to a Goy. So there's no, she's not an Eish HaSish. No Kiddush and Tovs. Yeah, but where do you see in the Gemara that you actually go Basaroy? When you have to ascertain the facts of the case. Here the Gemara says you go basar, right? You don't know whether the horug, whether the murder victim is a treif or not. So you see that you go basar, right? So that's what the Shev Shmaitzer says. Sheshmaitzer says, over here, you go Basaroy, this is a Ruba de Lesa Kamon. And the Rambam is talking about Ruba de Isa Kamon. So Ruba de Lesa Kamon is stronger than Ruba de Isa Kamon. So Ruba de Lesa Kamon, you follow the Roiv to establish Roiv people, Roiv Bnei Adam are not Trefus. But the Rambam is talking, in every city it's going to be different. The Roiv of the women who are that age that they're able to give birth to a baby. The baby is a white baby. It doesn't have yellow skin, doesn't have dark skin, so it's a white mother. It's going to be from a white mother. So what is the Roiv? So the Roiv, in this city, the Roiv will be Jewish. In the other city, the Roiv will be Goyim. So that's a Ruba de Issa Kamon. That's not a Ruba de Leisa Kamon. So that's what the Rambam thinks, that the Ruba de Leisa Kamon is better. That you do give Einash Misa. Ruba de Issa Kamon, you don't give Misa. So that's the famous, that's what the Shev Shmaitzer says. And that's why Yitzchok Hanuman was unhappy. He said, how did it, all of a sudden it became that Ruba de Leisa Kamon is stronger than Ruba de Issa Kamon? The whole sugya began that from the Chumash you only see Ruba de Issa Kamon is good. And the Gemara was asking, how do you know Ruba de Leisa Kamon is good? So now all of a sudden, after we proved that Leisa Kamon is good, it's even better than Ruba de Issa Kamon. It's not such an insurmountable kasha. The Gemara was asking, what's the makkah from the Chumash? It comes out, once you know you have a makkah, so maybe the din of Ruba de Leisa Kamon is better than Ruba de Issa Kamon. It's a roiv in Teva Ha'olam. The Tzadasvar, if it's good, the Tzadasvar should be better. Roiv Teva Ha'olam should be better. So that's what the Shev Shmaitzer says in Teretz. The Gemara has another case. An Eishes Isha Zinsa gets an Einash Misa. It may be that the Eishes Isha is an islandess. If the woman is already over 20, so we can look at her. We'll have a doctor look at her. I can tell whether the woman is an islandess. But the Mishnah says someone is Boalak Tana. Let's say the girl is married already. The father married her up. She's only 10 years old. 10 years old, you can't tell whether the girl is going to turn out to be an islandess or not. So the Gemara says there in Sanhedrin, you go up to Roiv, and Roiv women are not islandess. Also, Ruba de Leisa Kamon. Roiv women in the world is very rare. Roiv women in the world are not islandess. So there, you're going Basa Roiv. If the woman would be an islandess, we would assume it's a Kedusha Tois. Because a normal person would not want to marry an islandess. It's impossible to have children. It's an abnormal situation. So you assume that the woman is not an islandess and you give the death penalty. So that's a Ruba de Leisa Kamon. It's a Ruba de Leisa Kamon. The Rambam was talking about Ruba de Issa Kamon. That Gemara was talking about Ruba de Leisa Kamon. That's what the Shev Shmaitzer says, the Teretz on the Rambam. The Pasuk that you say by the Bin Sora Mora, that's not a kasha in the first place. That's that you go follow Roiv to establish what the din should be. That's a midrash haTorah and Reshes Ben. But even if you're discussing the details of the case to know whether the person is Chayv Misa or not, so if it's a Ruba de Leisa Kamon, then the Rambam will agree that you do give the death penalty. The Rambam has a chiddush that Ruba de Leisa Kamon, you don't give the death penalty. Are there any other kashas against the Rambam? Where are the other Gemaras that you go Basar Roiv? Are there Gemaras that even Ruba de Issa Kamon, you also give the death penalty? That's the famous Rambam. The Rabbi disagrees with the Rambam. The Rabbi thinks that you do give the death penalty. Yeah, what does Tosfos hold? Do you give the death penalty based on Ruba de Issa Kamon?
That's Sanhedrin.
Yeah?
That's
Sanhedrin. Yeah, okay. The Sanhedrin is a Ruba de Issa Kamon, and they have a split vote. 13 say Chayv Misa and 10 say Pater. So it's a pasuk in Chumash that you do give the death penalty. So why is that? I don't know. So we say, that's like the Ramban and the Meiri at the end, the last perek in Yuma, they ask the Kasha, that we saw the Gemara before, Hamira Sakanta me Isura. Then in Issa the Heter, you go Basar Roiv Lahokil. But in Sakon, you don't go Basar Roiv Lahokil. Even if the Roiv is that there's no Sakana, you choshish for the Miur. So the Ramban and the Miri both were bothered with Akasha. How do you give the death penalty if it's a split vote of 13 to 10? Why don't you say, L'hoch b'pikuch nefosh sachar harayv? You should acquit him because of the miut possibility. Maybe he's not chayvis. So he said, whenever you have a bezdin, or the same thing in Hoch b'mamon achar harayv, you're not motzi a mamon based on the rayv. So if you have a din teira, and it's a split vote 2-1, and two say chayv mamon, and one says potter for mamon, how can you be motzi mamon based on a rayv? In Hoch b'mamon achar harayv. So they give the answer that when you have a Bezdin of 3 or you have a Sanhedrin Ktana of 23, you say Ruba Kukula, it's considered as if the Psak was issued by the entire Bezdin. Somehow we ignore Miut the two Kamandalese Domi. That's Tosis Loshan and Baba Kama, the beginning of Haminiach. Tosis said the same. Tosis said the same, basically the same answer that the Milchamas and the Meiri gave. Tosis says when you have a Bezdin, it's a unit, and when you have a Raif, you ignore the miut. Miut is kemanda leisidam because we say ruba kukula, we consider it as if the psak was issued by all 23 and as if the psak and the dina mamas was issued by the entire bezna of 3. Yeah.
Doesn't every ruba di yisakama work that way? That's how every ruba di yisakama works. You have a unit and the rule defines what the unit is.
I don't know. Let's say you have 10 butcher stores. So there you don't say ruba kukula. You just say you go baser raif.
Isn't that the definition of the difference between ruba d'yisakama and ruba d'laskama? That when you have ruba d'yisakama, you have a unit in front of you of a set amount of information that comprises that unit.
If you have 10 butcher shops, they can always close down one of them and can always add another 10 butcher shops. They'll all sell treif, all sell kosher. They can always change everything. That's it. There's no unit. If you have 10 butcher stores, no unit. Each store is separate. Happens to be a ruba de yisakamon. I don't think there's a unit. By bezin, there's a unit. The 23 people constitute a bezin. So then we say ruba kukuloi. Yeah, but Tesis here discusses the shaila. The end of the Tesis, Velechash, on Yud Aleph and Beis. The last few lines. Hikshu Rabbeinu Yitzchak b'Rav Mordechai. The Rivam. Ha'ochi alfidu b'ratzeh v'yidim zomimim bazlina basaru ba'af v'dili nefoshes. And the same thing in the Gemara Sanhedrin. Dav Samachtes. Gemara Sanhedrin, Dav Samachtes is really not a good proof. Because there the Gemara is talking about establishing what the halacha is, not the mitzias in the case. But our Gemara. Our Gemara says you go basaroib to establish the facts of the case. So the kasha is, if you have a whole bunch of people, so the Gemara says, you ignore the fact, and when the Sarva Zebzel, we can't identify who's who. So, and each person says, I'm chayv the lesser Einish Misa. We know they're all chayv Misa, but some of them are chayv skila, some are chayv sreifa. So yata rasha el moshcha lahachmer olav, ala lahokil olav. So nobody wants to get, we assume that skila is the most chomer. Nobody wants the skila. Everybody prefers to have the sreifa. So then you go lahokel. You don't go lahachme, you go lahokel. Even though the rov, it's called the minisrof and it's rov miniskolin. You ignore the rov. So the kasha is why? Why don't you go basarot? That happens to be a ruba de isakamon. A plain old ruba de isakamon. There's no unit. The case never happened in the history of the world, I'm sure. But theoretically, the Mishnah writes, if you have 3 people, 2 of them are chayv skil, and 1 of them is chayv sreifa, and no one wants to tell the truth, who is chayv skil, who is chayv sreifa. So you give all 3 sreifa, because that's the lesser of the two. So that's the kasha. Why don't you go basar roib? You should go basar ruba de isa kamon. You should follow ruba de isa kamon. So according to the Rambam, there's no kasha. That bedin in the fashion, he holds, you don't go basar ruba de isa kamon. Only Ruba the Lesa come on. So what does Rabbi Natam say? But there is Rabbi Natam. Given the Mamam Shach Hunerag, Dinya Beis Amisu Hunerag, Laz Lina Bas Ruba. Shveret Teretz. Why? Shveret Teretz. You only go Bas Aroiv to determine whether the person is Chai Misa or not. But if Ben Kovako, we know he's Chai Misa. The only toss-up is with a Skila, a Sreifa, then you don't go Bas Aroiv. Why not? Why not? And Achreinim all ask Akasha. They quote from one of the Gdorlam, ask Akasha. How do you ever get a bas koyin shezinsa is chayv sreifa? How do you know that she's a bas koyin? Maybe the mother was mezana, and the father of the girl is not the husband of the woman. Maybe the father is someone else. So the Gemara says you go bas reif. Dilma lava abu. Why does he go bas reif? Rabbi Lasachar Abal. So how do you, aneshes sish shezinsa ben kovaka is going to get the death penalty? The only shaila is she going to get chenik or is she going to get sreifa? So give a chenik. Don't go basar roiv. Rabbi Lasach Abal tells you, lahachmer, give a sreifa. Don't give a sreifa, according to Rabbi Natan. You don't go basar roiv, ben misa le misa. How does the baskan shezinsa ever get sreifa? So they give a harif is the keteretz on the kasha. If the father was makabal kiddushin, le bitok tana. So it's not a father, so the kiddushin are not chal. So it's not. Not by Misa Lemisa, not that Ben Kovako, she's Chai Misa. If you're going to be Choshesh Lemiuto, it's going to be Mamanushach. If you're Choshesh, maybe it's not her father, maybe she's not a Baskain, then she's not an Eshesh Ish, then she'll be off the hook. So that's, you're discussing whether she's Chai Misa. Come on, that's the only time the Chumash gives a din that a Baskain Shazinsa is Chai Srefa. If the father was Mkabu Kiddushin for the Bitok Tano, it's not true. What's our Ben Tam mean over here? So the Achrenim give difficult balabatish sesvaris. Shveri Rabbeinu Tam. But they give another answer. The Yod Yishlema, the Havi Kavua, Eka Machza Al Machza Domi. Woo! What's Kavua? Anybody know what Kavua is? Kavua, the Gemara has a din if there are 10 people. I know 9 of them are Jewish and 1 is a guy. I don't know who's who. And I want to murder the guy at the end. 10 in a row. I want to shoot the guy at the right side. So they warn me, don't shoot him. The odds are 9-1 that he's Jewish and you'll be Chayv Misa. You're not allowed to kill a Nochri either, but you're not Chayv Misa if you kill a Nochri. So when they give me Hasra, there's a Machlokes in the Gemara. Machlokes HaTanoim, whether Machlokes Amoraim, whether Hasra Sofik Shema Hasra or not. So on the assumption that Hasra Sofik is Lav Shema Hasra, that itself is a Machlokes. If you hold Hasra Sofik is Lav Shema Hasra, so they warned me based on the roif. The odds are 9-1 that the guy in the front, we don't know who's who, that the guy in the front is Jewish. So the Gemara says that we say kol kavua kamachza machza dami, and that's called the hasra sofik. It's not called the hasra zvadai. So why is that called the hasra? Why is it called kol kavua kamachza machza dami? Because if I walk across the street, I'll be able to ascertain. Everybody knows who's Jewish, who's not Jewish. We're standing so far away, we can't tell. From where we're standing, we can't tell who's a Jew, who's a guy. When you go across the street, you can't tell. So the miut has to be nika b'mkom in order to say, kol kabua kamachza machza dami. Because Tosa asked the kasha, there's a din when they have a tarubas of yavish b'yavish. Let's say one tray for salami, got mixed in with two kosher salamis, and they removed all the peels, and I can't tell which is which. They look exactly the same. They look the same. They taste the same. One of them is a nevela, and the other two are kosher. But they look and they taste, everything is the same. Same weight, everything is exactly the same. So if you don't know, so you say it's chad betray, it's bottle bira. You don't need shishim, because the yavish be yavish over there. So they say, it's the kosher. Why don't you say, kol kavua kamachza machza dami? The salamis are standing still. So they say, no, you only say kol kavua if the miut is nika bimkomo. Nobody knows which is the tray for salami, which is the kosher salami. So by definition, that's not called kavua. So what it tells you to say over here, that this is called kavua, why? Because the murder, because the people of Chai Misa, they know who's Chai Srefa, because they know, but they're not going to tell us. So it's that called kavua. The Yoid, Oid Yishlamat Adi Kavua, Uke Machtza Al Machtza Domi. Kavua. Because they know. Because they know who's there, but they're not going to tell us. I don't know.
If we use the terminology kavua and the concept kavua, would that mean that if they were now to become parish, each one went a separate way, I can kill each of them and not be chayev?
Yeah. Now, here, they're talking about a case that they're all chayev misa, some are chayev rov, chayev de misa chamura, miyat chayev de misa kala. That's the case that Tosis is talking about. So they say, Mikra Din, the Balei HaTosis would disagree with the Rabbi Natan, Mikra Din, you should go Basar Roiv to give Din in the Farshas, even though it's a plain old Ruba De Issa Kamon. A regular Rubadisa come on. Shaila, would the Rambam disagree with Tosis? The Rambam says, you don't go, the Rambam, Poshup Shat, and the Rambam, like the Shev Shmaitzer said, you don't go, Basa Ruba de Issa, come on, in order to give Din in the Farsha, only follow Ruba de Lisa, come on. So would the Rambam say over here, this is just a plain Tarubis, that's a Ruba de Issa, come on. So you don't go, Basa Reb, to give Anish Misa. Yeah. Then the bottom Tosis has a bit of a discussion. How do we paskin la halacha? So Tosis says, from the fact that the Loshon HaGemara is le Rameir de Chayish le Miyut hechi ochal bisra, how would Rameir be allowed to eat meat? It sounds like it's only a problem according to Rameir, but we don't paskin like Rameir because we hold loy chashin le Miyut. Yeah, the Pashtus is like that. So then Tosis gets stuck. Okay, they say a couple of Tanaim hold like Rameir, but basically we don't hold like Rameir. Then the last 25 lines in Tosfos, they raise an issue with Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. V'adu amar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel kol sheshal shloshim yom v'adu meina nefil. If a baby dies within 30 days that it's born, so the family does not observe avelos. In shal shloshim yom, if the baby survives till 30 days, it's not a nefil. If the baby dies within 30 days, then it's a suffix nefil. What is that? Shabbos Kuf Lamed Hei. It says, Perek HaBlez in the Milu. The Kaimelan Hossam Kaba said, he paskan like that Tana Rab Shid Megam Leon. So Tosis is bothered with Akasha, but Rav Vladis are not nefilim. You know whether this Vlad is a nefil or not. And it was an automobile accident or something, and the baby got killed, Nofam and Agag. So why do you consider it a suffix? What is Chashir Lemiyuta? All of a sudden, we don't hold like Rameir. Rameir is Chash Lemiyuta. We don't paskan Chashir Lemiyuta. So why don't we go Basarev to say that the Vlad is not a Nefel? Avagav Deruba Main in the Fallen. And the same thing when you Shech the Behema. The Gemara says, just like by Odom, where they get this by Odom, because the Torah says, you do Pidyon HaBen after 30 days are up. So, and the truth of the matter is, you do Pidyon HaBen on the Om Lamed Aleph, even if the Vlad was Vaday Kololo Chadoshev. We know for sure that it was a full-term pregnancy. The only time you say, Kol Shalosho Shalosh Miyom, the baby is a Sufik Nefel, that's if it's any Yodum Kololo Chadoshev. Kololo Chadoshev means a full 9-month pregnancy. So the Gemara has three possibilities. The Gemara says, what if it's Yadua Shalai Kol Alech Hadoshev? Let's say the woman gave birth to a baby and for sure was not a full 9 months. In the days of the Gemara, there was a machloikis, whether Yoledes Letisha means if it's a 9-month pregnancy, is that normal? Yoledes Limekutoin, is it normal that she should give birth to the baby into the 9th month, eight full months, and a couple of days into the 9th month? Or do you say, no, your letters Letitia, any your letters Limikotoin? They have to have a full 9-month pregnancy, 9 times 30 days. Even on the Jewish calendar, every other month is 29 days. But over here, for this purpose, we consider every month 30 days. You have to have 9 times 30 days, that's going to be Kolol HaChadoshev. So the maskana in the Gemara is, your letters Letitia, any your letters Limikotoin. It's not normal to give birth into the beginning of the 9th month. It's already many centuries that we assume otherwise. Whatever was in the days of the Gemara, that's what in Shulchan Aruch they say like that. Whatever was in the days of the Gemara is irrelevant. Bizman Hazeh, it's totally normal that a woman can give birth into the beginning of the 9th month. So by us, the facts are, if a woman gives birth, if the pregnancy was a little more than 8 months, that's called Kolol HaChadoshev. That's called Kolol HaChadoshev, even if the baby dies within 30 days. If Kolol HaChadoshev, we assume the Vlad is not a Nefil. So if it was a full-term pregnancy, they have that in Shulchan Aruch like this. Let's say a couple is married, the husband dies, and they have no children, so the wife has to have Yibam Mechalitza. What if the couple had... the husband dies, and then the wife gives birth to a baby. Let's say after the husband dies, the wife gives birth to a baby, and then the baby dies a week after it was born. But the baby was born after 8.5 months, a week, a couple of days into the 9th month. So it says in Ebenezer that she vadai does not need chalitza. We assume there was manas that it's normal to have a baby into the 9th month. Even on the days of the Gemara, that was a machloikis, and the accepted psak in the days of the Gemara was yoderes letisha, ain yoderes lemekutoyim. That's called loikol alachadoshov. But bezmanazeh, the Ramah quotes the Tashbetz, the Chuvas of Tashbetz. Where did Tashbetz live? When did he live? Forgot about it. 1300s.
Algeria.
Yeah. So he said that today it's assumed to be normal. Even though the Ramah didn't live in Algeria. The Ramah lived in Poland, but he said, all over the world we assume. Yoledes letisha, yoledes lemekutoyim. That's considered kolol achadoshev. So that's a question. Once you say like that, so in Hilchas Avelus, they have a din that if a woman gave birth to a baby and the baby dies within 30 days, the family, we consider it a suffix nefel, and the family does not observe Avelus. But what if the baby was born into the 9th month? So it says in Shulchan Aruch, you need 9 full months, 9 times 30 days. And if it wasn't 9 full months of 30 days each, then if the baby dies within 30 days, it's a suffix nefel. Why? But we paskin in Hilchas Chalitza. We paskin if the baby was born into the 9th month, the beginning of the 9th month, that's considered the kolach hadoshev. The hokel on the din deraisa, the woman does need chalitza because the baby survived the father. The baby was alive for a day after the father died. So it's a stir in Shulchan Aruch. Some achronim say that once you learn that Ramah in the end of Hilchas Chalitza, that bizman hazeh, it's normal for a woman to give birth into the beginning of the 9th month. So the din changes in Hilchas Avelus also. Avnei Nezer has a tshuva, he thinks not so. Thinks it doesn't say that in Shulchan Aruch. How come the Ramah didn't say anything in Hilchas Avelus? So the Avnei Nezer comes up with a chiddush. He says, not everybody agrees with the Tashbetz. How does he know? I don't know. He says, not everybody agrees, not all the doctors agree with the Tashbetz. He says that there's a minority. We follow the Tashbetz because that's the Rov HaPoskim, whole like the Tashbetz. That it's normal for a woman to give birth into the beginning of the 9th month. 8 full months and then beginning of the 9th month. But since there's a mute opinion, you got to ask a baby doctor. Since there's a mute opinion, there is manas also, it's not normal for the woman to give birth until 9 full months of 30 days each. So when it comes to Hilchas Avelus, halachic devar mekel b'avol, you go lekula, as long as there's a minority opinion. We should ask the doctors, is there such a minority opinion that it's not normal to give birth? The pashtas, even if there is such a minority opinion, you shouldn't say halachic devar mekel b'avol. Halachic devar mekel b'avol, this pashtas is, the Mishkan of Yankiv has a tshuva that it's based on the idea of Eile V'Eile Dibri Elikim Chaim. We have a machloikis in halacha, how to understand the pshat in the Torah. So we say even the minority opinion that's not accepted has validity, it's a cheftza shel Torah, and it's considered a sofik kol dehu. And to pata from Avelus is enough if you have a sofik kol dehu. Yeah. So to say Eile V'Eile Dibri Elikim Chaim, that shaykh a machloikis in halacha. What is the din supposed to be? So the Baruch Shalom, Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai, that's how the Ritva writes on that Gemara in Erevin, the end of the first parak in Erevin. The Gemara says, Eile V'Eile Dibri Elikim Chaim. So the Ritva says, what do you mean? What did the Baruch Shalom tell Moshe Rabbeinu? How can it be Eile V'Eile Dibri Elikim Chaim? So he says, it's probably like this. When Moshe Rabbeinu was Har Sinai, so the Baruch Shalom told him, one day I'm going to teach you Hilchas Shabbos. So he teaches him all the malachas. Then Moshe Rabbeinu says, what's the din in this case? The Baruch Shalom tells it's Zosa. What's the din in that case? Baruch Shalom tells him it's mutter. What's the din in this case? He said that's a gray area of halacha. It has elements of isa, elements of heter, and leaves it up to the chachma hatorah shebecholda vador to determine based on their perception, based on their perspective, whether the elements of isa outweigh the elements of heter or the elements of heter outweigh the elements of isa. So that's it's right to say elu v'elu if you're talking and learning a gray area in halacha. But if you're talking about a metzias, there's a shiloh over here. Is it normal for a woman to give birth into the ninth month? That's a question of science, a question of medicine. So you don't say elu v'elu. Whenever there's machlokes of metzias, you don't say elu v'elu divrei elokim chayim. Say one is right, the other one is wrong. So what do you mean over here? The Rabbi Nezer says halachic devamekah ba'oval on this machlokes. He thinks that there are a minority of rishonim who disagree with the tshuvas tashbeitz, and they hold that even mizmanazeh your letters letisha is any your letters lemikutoyin. We should ask the baby doctors if there is such a is there such an opinion. I don't think so. I thought everybody assumes that it's normal to give birth into the ninth month. It's normal. But even if there is, it's a machlekes a metzias, machlekes a medicine. So machlekes a metzias, how can you say elu v'elu? You don't say elu v'elu. Machlekes an halacha you say. Not a machlekes a metzias. Anyway, so Nochamah, so what is... So the Gemara says like this, if you know that a woman had a full-term pregnancy, and then the baby is born, and then the baby dies within 30 days, that's a vaday not an eifel, and you have to observe avelus. If you know for sure, it was loikol alachadosha, means it wasn't even a full 8 months pregnancy. Once you enter into the ninth month, that's called the way we pass on. That's called kol alachadosha. So if you know bevadai, it was not a full 8 month pregnancy. It was in the middle of the 8th month. The eighth month wasn't even finished. So then, even if the baby survives till yom lamed aleph, he's still considered a suffix nafil. How long is he considered a suffix nafil? So how long is he a suffering till the age of 35? No. So the Gemara says till the age of 20. Till the age of 20. The person is considered a suffering nefil. If he survives till the age of 20, then he's not called a nefil. So the Chazon Ish says that Bizmanazed, that they have incubators, and they put the baby was born prematurely in the middle of the 8th month. And they put the baby in an incubator, and then the doctor, the hospital, releases the baby, can take your baby home. That's like, it's considered kol alachadosha. The doctors say, this baby's as healthy as any other baby, shine. That's called kol alachadosha. So that's what the Chazon Ish said. So one of the Hungarian rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael said, who gave the Chazon Ish the right to change the din in the Gemara? So I once said this over in Shia. So I didn't realize there was a boy who was born prematurely, and he was in an incubator for a month or two. And he tells me a couple of years later, he tells me 2-3 years later, he says to me in the Beis Medrash, I have to give him a mazel tov, he knows he's alive today. So I said, what does that mean? He said, he just reached the age of 20, now he knows he's alive. Because those who disagree with the Menchas Yitzchak, disagrees with the Chazon Ish. I said, Yisrael, you have to wait till the age of 20 to know. So I said it as a joke. He said, no, he got so scared, he started to perspire, and he was petrified for years. He was 17 when he was in my class. Then he was nervous for years till he reached the age of 20. Now he knows that he survived. So now he knows that he's alive. So I said, over the Menchas Yitzchak as a joke. He said, no, he didn't realize. He thought that I was saying over seriously. I don't think the Menchas Yitzchak is right. The Pashtus is like the Chazon Ish. If the doctors say all the things in the Gemara, it's all based on medicine. So the Chazon Ish says, based on the modern medicine that we have today, if the doctors release the baby, they say this baby is as healthy as any other full-term pregnancy, so you don't have to wait till the age of 20. You have to wait till the age of 20. If medicine says that it's not halacha l'moshe m'sinai, 20 is not a halacha. 20 is a medical metzias. So again, so if you have Bizmana Gemara, what's the din? Bizmana Shulchan Aruch, before they had incubators. So the din was if a baby is born prematurely, means the mother didn't even enter into the 9th month, then even if you wait 30 days, the baby is still a suffix nafil till the age of 20. And Bizmana said with incubators is not so. If the baby was full-term pregnancy, I know that the baby was born into the 9th month, then you don't have to wait 30 days. You know, it's not a nafil. If you don't know whether it's full-term pregnancy or not, you don't know whether the baby was born in the 8th month or the 9th month. So then Reb Shimon Gamliel says, you got to wait 30 days. If the baby survives till 30 days, then you know for sure it's alive. So where'd they get that from? Where did they get 30 days from? From Pidyon Abed. That's probably the reason why the Torah said you do Pidyon Abed on Yom Lamed Aleph, to know for sure that the baby is a Bar Kayom. That's not really the din. Let's say I know the baby was born post-mature. Baby was a 10-month pregnancy. Sometimes the babies are born, I have 9 children, so one of them was born 10 months, a 10-month pregnancy. Okay, so there is such a thing. So even if you have a Vadai Kovel HaKadosh, it happens that one by us who was born after 10 months is a girl. So there was no Pidyon HaBen. My first child was a girl, and she was post-mature. So there's no Pidyon HaBen on a girl. But if it went a bit a boy, you still have to wait 30 days to do the Pidyon HaBen. So that's a din. You have to wait 30 days. Not the 30 days is to be Mevarer, whether it's a Nefel or a Bar Kayoma. But still, that's where Rabbi Shimon Gamliel got this idea from. Maybe that's the reason why the Torah said you got to wait till the 30 day, 31 Yom Lamed Aleph, you know for sure that it's a Vlad Bar Kayoma. But strictly speaking, even if you know that it's a Vlad Bar Kayoma, you don't do the Pidyon HaBen till the Yom Lamed Aleph anyway. So Tosis is it, and the same din is, you're not supposed to bring a Korban. If a Haven is born, Shavu Kesveski, Volek, it can't bring it as a korban before the 8th day. That's a din in korbanos, even if you know bevadai that it was kolal chadoshev. The some of people who have farms and the behemoths give birth, some of they keep a record when the behemoth became pregnant. Most of the pregnancies on the farms are artificially inseminated, so they're going to keep. They do keep a record. They do keep a record. So even if you know bevadai that it was for sure kol ol hadosh, even if you know bevadai that the behemah was born post-mature, you still can't bring it as a korban before the 8th day. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that maybe that indicates that it's yotze mechlal sofik nefel. So again, if you shecht an animal that's a sofik nefel, so a sofik nefel maybe it's not born. Maybe it's considered like a stillborn. Maybe it was never alive in the first place. So if you have, let's say, Shecht and Chulin, there's no din of Yom HaShmini Baal, Shecht and Mehem HaSchulin. So if you know for sure that it was the Vlad was born after a full-term pregnancy, whatever, Behem HaGasa is a 5-month pregnancy, Behem HaDaka is a 9-month pregnancy. So if you have to ask the animal doctors whether by them also, you have to have full term, the full 9 months and the full 5 months, or it's enough mekutoyin into the 9th month, into the 5th month. I have no idea. So if it's bevade kol alachadoshov, so then you can shecht it the same day that it was born. There's no din. You can't bring it as a korban till the yom hashmini. That's a chok, but you can shecht it shechitas chulin. You can shecht it right away. If you know for sure that it was like kol alachadoshov, you got to wait longer. It's not going to help to wait 8 days. I don't know. You wait till it's 20 years old. I don't know what the shear is. The Gemara doesn't give you a shear. But if it's suffix, most of the time, in the days of the Gemara, they didn't do artificial insemination. So how do they know when the behem or when the pregnancy began? So most of the time it'll be any yodum kol alechadoshim or not. The farmer himself is not going to know whether it was a full-time pregnancy or not. So then Rabbi Shimon Leil says that if you don't know whether the kol hachadoshev or lo kol hachadoshev, wait till the 8th day, and that's probably why the Torah said you have to wait till the 8th day by the hakrobas hakrobanos. But the din is by the hakrobas hakrobanos, even if it's biyodua that it was post mature, even if it's vadai that it was kol hachadoshev, still have to wait till the 8th day. That just like pinyon aben, you always have to wait till the 31st day. So Tosfos has to kash on the whole institution. Why does Rav Shimon Gamliel say you got to wait till the 8th day by the behemis to shecht it chulin? And you're a day by us, not only for kachim, and you have to wait till the 31st day that the blood should be yotze mechlol sofik nefel. And if the baby dies within 30 days, it's no avelus because that's sofik nefel. Why don't you go baser roiv? Roiv lodes are not nefalim, so you should assume that it was a full term. You don't know whether it's a full term pregnancy, so go baser roiv. So Tosfos says enachanami menatori, you do have the right to go baser roiv. The whole thing is a chumra midirabbanon. A chumra midirabbanon. You tell him not to observe avelus. That's a kula. What's the chumra? So Tosfos says the lo yovel lahakol be'erva. What's erva? A yivam alashuk. a woman is married and her husband dies and he has no children, never had any children, and now the woman has a baby and the baby dies within 30 days, so maybe the baby was an eifel from day number one. Maybe we don't know whether it was kol lechadoshev or lo kol lechadoshev. If it's yodush, it's kol lechadoshev. If you know that it was 8 full months and she already entered into the beginning of the 9th month, then even if the baby dies the day after it's born, also you assume that that's not an eifel, that's a vlad bar kayama. But if you don't know whether it was kol lechadoshev or not, so min haTorah you have a right to go basaroi, but midrabbanan they said you better be machmer, treat it midrabbanan as if it's a sofik neifel, and tell her she needs chalitza. So they really wanted lahachmir shaliyavel hakol be'erva. What erva? Yivam alashuk. Yivam alashuk is not really an erva. There's no koris over there. Erva usually means when there's an isa koris, but it's something similar to erva. If the baby dies tol shloshim within 30 days of its being born, I mean the husband died already and then the baby survived, or the baby was born after the husband died, same din. What were they afraid of? Once you go basarayv, you do go basarayv. The rabbanim say you shouldn't go basarayv. Sort of. People may think shepik and meis viovle de laz vikilko. People may be moitzi laz. The woman will not do any chalitza, so they say it's not right. The baby was an eifel from day number one, even though it was alive for a week or two. They say that's not called chias at all. If it was lekol lechadoshov, if it's bevada lekol lechadoshov, it's not called a bar kayam in the days of the gemara till it reaches the age of 20. So we're afraid mishum marisai and people will be moitzi laz on the woman, why she married without chalitza. So they said, shai, do chalitza. So because, they patu you from observing avelus, that's already lahokel. So they say, k'desha yobel lahokel le'erva. They were makel by avelus, because they wanted, the din really began, they wanted to be machmer by the yavam alashuk, not to be matahor without chalitza. So, Eloiho lo kaimaho, Tosis says later. And then they had to make the same din by the Shechitas Behemoth. If they're not going to make a parallel din by the Behemoth, then the din by the Odom is going to fall to pieces. So the real reason, the Chumr, the whole thing is all Midirabonon. So Chumr Midirabonon, to require Chalitza in case the baby dies within 30 days of when it was born, and then people will be Moitzi Laz on the woman that she had no right to remarry. So in order to be mechazek that, they extended it to behemoth also. Taisus holds that the din that you're not allowed to shech the behemoth within 8 days of when it was born is only midirabbanan. That's what they said here in the last 30 lines. The whole din of Rav Shimon Gamliel is only midirabbanan. In Atarva, it's not a sofik neifel. And the you pata them from observing avelus, it's also, they were mekel on avelus in order to be mechazek the chumra by the yivam alashuk. Wow. There's a long Magen Mishnah on the beginning of Hilchas Yibam Chalitza. Magen Mishnah has part of the Magen Mishnah the same as Tosis, and part of it is not. A very interesting Magen Mishnah. When you look at the Rambam, though, the Rambam writes, you shouldn't shech the Beim till the 8th day, and if you shecht it within the 8 days and you eat it, you ain't a loike. So Rav Soloveitchik thought, if the Rambam would have agreed with Tosis, that the whole din that you have to wait till the Yom HaShmini for Shecht and Chulin is only with the Rabbanon. So what's the Chiddush Ein Eloike? Ein Eloike means you're not loike because it's a Sofik. It's not a Vadai. You're not loike because of Sofik. The Rambam, he said, is Mashma, that he doesn't agree with this. He holds that by the baby it's with the Rabbanon. But by the Behema, the Rambam seems to hold that it's a real Sofik deraisa lechumra. Not Iloho lekai moho, that they had extended to the Behema also. But the Rambam is mashi holds a din derais. But basically, we paskan that you go basarayv. Rubid isa come on, rubid leisa come on. Yeah, din and the farshas. Okay, that's an issue with the Rambam. That's an issue. Is that really the answer? What the Shev Shmaitzer said that the Rambam distinguishes between rubid isa come on, rubid leisa come on. So Yitzchak Hanan was not happy about that. He thought that you got to give a different answer. So the Ragachava has a different answer. The Tzafnas Panech has a different answer on that Rambam. He doesn't say like the Shev Shemaitza. He says an interesting suggestion. It depends what are you trying to ascertain based on the Roiv. Let's say a father marries off his daughter Ketana, and then someone has an affair with the Ketana. Someone's Mizana. The Ketana's an Eishes Ish. So someone's Mizana Ketana. So the Ketana's not Chayv Misa, she's a Lab Basanchen. But the Boal Ketana is Chayv Misa. So the Gemara raises an objection. That's a Mishnah Nidah. Boal Ketana is Chayv Misa. The Gemara raises an exception. Maybe she's an islander. So the Gemara said, you go Basarayv, and you assume that she's probably not going to be an islander. So there you're ascertaining a metzius, that the woman is not an islander. Over here, you're ascertaining a metzius, that the person is not a treifa. If the murder victim would have been a treifa, then the whole din of ritzicha wouldn't apply. You're killing a gabra ktila. Or if the person against whom the Adam Zemimim testified that he's a treifa, so it was attempted murder on a person who's a gabra ktila, even if they would have killed him, there would not have been any Yonish Misa. So because of the attempted murder of Asisim al-Kasha Zamam, so there also there's no Einish Misa. See, ascertaining that the person is not a treifa, but here you're ascertaining that the woman is an Eishesish, the Rambam's case. You're saying the Eishesish is Insa, and she married this kid who was Nimtza, Tidaka Nimtza Mushlach Belir, and the wife of the women in the city who are able to give birth, that age women, the wife are Jewish. So you ascertain the child is Jewish. So, the Ragachava has a suggestion. Maybe the Rambam distinguishes between Roiv that's Mevara Metzias as opposed to Roiv that's Mevara Maisa. To say that a woman is an Eishes Ish, that needs a Maisa Kiddushin. Maybe even to say that a person is Jewish also needs a Maisa. A non-Jew who converts, they have to have a Maisa Geris to become Jewish. My mother was Jewish, so I didn't need any Maisa Geris. But how did my mother become Jewish? Because her mother's, I don't know how many generations, maybe my great-great-grandmother was a Geiris. So her Geiris made me Jewish. And even if all the way back, very questionable, even if all the way back, my mother's mother, all the way till Maimon Hasina was Jewish, how did that great-great-grandmother become Jewish? Maisa Geiris. Everybody today is Jewish because of a Maisa Geiris. Either you're all Maisa Geiris or your great-great-grandmother's Maisa Geiris. Someone had to make a Maisa Geiris. A person doesn't become Jewish without a Maisa Geiris. So maybe that's what the Rambam is saying. That to ascertain, you're going to use a Rav to ascertain that a Maisa occurred, so that Rav doesn't help for him. Rav doesn't help for that. But to use a Rav to ascertain a Metzias, so that Rav does work for that. That's the Ragachava suggests like that. He doesn't say like the Shev Shmaitza, Chilik Betin, Ruba de Isa Kamon, Ruba de Leisa Kamon. He says, is it a Rav that's ascertaining that a Maisa occurred? He's a Maisa Kedushin or a Maisa Geirus, one or the other in the Rambam. Or is it a Rav that's ascertaining what the Metzias is? The Gemara has such a distinction between, are you trying to ascertain that a Maisa took place? Are you trying to ascertain what the fact is? Let's say, a Dovish of the Erva. Let's say a woman is married, and she claims that she was divorced. The husband gave her a get. So the din requires you have to have two edim to say that the husband gave her a get. That's called dovshe b'yerva, and you have to have two edim. Or let's say to say that a woman got chalitza. So you need two edim to say. Tosis calls that also. Even though there's no chorus there, by Yivam Balashuk is a lav, the siyashes hamesachutz alizah Yivam Yovel. That's an essay in a lav, but Tosfos calls it arayis. So the pashtus in the Gemara is like that Yivam Balashuk is also an issue of I don't call it Eidechon Amiv Yisurim. The Gemara seems to treat it like Dovah Shebierva. You may need two witnesses to testify that that the Yavam did Chalitza, that the woman is allowed to remarry. What about when the Yavam comes to do the Chalitza? A man comes, the husband died, and we know the husband has a brother somewhere. He lives in South Africa. So a guy shows up a month after the brother. He says, good morning. He's the brother of the Nifta. He's here to do Chalitza. How do you know who he is? Do you take his word for it? So the Gemara says that there's a Chumra mid the Rabbanon. You have to have an Eidecha to testify who he is. If you have a real big Shas HaTchak, then you believe him on his own. Years ago, it was a big Shas HaTchak. A guy's going to, it cost a fortune of money to go from South Africa to Kiev or to Moscow to come travel half of the globe. So you're gonna have two people travel. Today, every month, you can do it. Every Monday or Thursday, there are people traveling all over the place. So whenever a man comes to do Chalitza, you should really have an Eirecha come with him and say, I know for a fact that this is Pliny, Ben Pliny. He has to be able to ascertain. He's the brother of the Nifter, and they had the same father. If they're half-brothers, they only had the same mother, so you can't do the Chalitza. But if they're half-brothers, they had the same father, they had the same father, and then he can do the chalitz. So the Gemara says Eirechot is believed. So the Tzais HaChayshin points out that there's a Gemara in Gittin that B'shas HaSakana, same thing when a man wants to give his wife a get. So a man comes to business and says, I'm the husband, my name is this, and this is my wife, I want to give her a get. So Min HaTorah, he's believed on his own. And Min HaRabbanan, B'choshesh, maybe he's the boyfriend. Maybe she wants to marry him. So he claims, I'm the husband. And he gives the false name. He says the real husband's name. And then the Bezin writes a get, and they give it to the woman. And then they go to a different rabbi, and they'll be Masada Kedushin. The husband doesn't even know that his wife got this fake get. So Midirabbanan, whenever a man comes and he wants to divorce his wife, he asks him for identification. Do you have photo ID? Do you have wedding pictures? To show that you're really the husband, maybe you're the boyfriend, maybe you're telling a lie. But Mi'ikar Adin, the Mishnah has in Gittin, Misho Heo Mushloch Bebor, during the Roman persecution, they would throw Jews in dungeons, and they would die from starvation over there. So the husbands wanted to relieve their wives from being aguna, so they would scream out in Hebrew, Kol Hashem Eskol Yichtu Get Li'ishti, in case there's a Jewish person who hears me, please write a get and give it to my wife. And he says, my name is Pliny Ben Pliny, my wife's name is Kach Lekach, I live in such and such a city, please go and give a get to my wife. So the Gemara says, how is it good, but you need Hakorim and Piacherim? The Gemara says, B'shas HaSakon, because when you're nice name, Afal Pishem Akirim, you can dispense with the Hakorim Seidechot. So the Tzais writes in Choshimish, but obviously the whole need for Hakorim Seidechot is only with the Rabbanon. If Menatori really need Hakorim and Piacherim, so why are you making B'shas HaSakon? Do you have a big Shas HaTchak? Pizchit Shuvah also quotes from the Sefer Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel is one of the commentaries on Shulchan Aruch. So he says there was once a case that a man came from the other side of the world, and he said he's the Yavam, he's the brother of the Nifter. They sent him a letter that his brother died, and the sister-in-law never had any children. She needs Chalitza. And he came to do the Chalitza. So how do you prove that he's the brother of the Nifter? How you going to prove? It cost him $500,000 that he came from South Africa to Moscow. How you going to go get another person to travel? So it was a big Shas HaTchak, and he said they did the Chalitza. They in Paitse Pem and Tzavsev. Nobody had any complaints. That's like Shas HaSakona, Shas HaTchak Godly, Yenekel, because the whole Din HaKorim and Piachem is only with the Rabban. So why don't you consider that like a Dovah Shebierva? Why do you say that Eid Echod is good, Midirabbanon? I mean, I thought you don't even need Eid Echod. So the riff on that Gemara, that's a Gemara Chalitza Randaf, Perik and Yevamos. That's a Gemara in Yevamos Randaf, Lametesa, so that it's only a Chumim Midirabbanon that you need Hakarim and Piachem. You don't need two Eidim, one Eid is enough. So the riff says, to say that they did a chalitza, that's Dovah Shebierv. To say that the man gave a get, that's Dovah Shebierv. Just to identify who he is, that this is the brother of the Nifta, just to identify what the Metzias is, that's not considered a Dovah Shebierv. So such a distinction exists already in Halacha. The Rif has that. That's what the Rogachev says on this Rambam. He thinks that the Rambam over here says if you have a Tinak on Nimsta Mushloch Bo'ir and you ascertain that he's Jewish based on the Roiv, and you follow the Roiv, he should daven for an Amid, he should count him to a minion, everything's fine. But if Zinse Ishtoi, then there won't be an Oynesh Misa because you don't go Basa Roiv. Why is that? So the Rogachev says, I am Dinin Fashi Duga Basa Roiv. Says, yeah, to ascertain that the woman is not an islander, so to ascertain that the man is not a trefa, that's okay. Or to ascertain, how do you know that that's Maka of Avim, how do you know that that's the father? To ascertain the Metzias, that he is the father, Rabbi Lesach Abal, so the Roiv is good to ascertain the Metzias. But the Roiv is going to be Mevar that a Maisa took place, either the Maisa Kiddushin, a woman doesn't become an Eshes Ish without a Maisa Kiddushin, or that a Maisa Geiris took place to establish that he's Jewish. So that's the Shaila, to establish Jewish, you need a Maisa Geiris. So why do you let him daven for an Amid? If you're not sure if he's Jewish. So I think the Rogachev thinks a Maisa Kiddushin, trying to ascertain the woman is an Eshes Ish, that a Maisa Kiddushin took place, so if it to be Mevara Maisa, that the Rambam holds Eidecha, that Roiv is no good. But he doesn't want to distinguish between Ruben Isakama and Ruben Isakama. Then he gets stuck with Akasha, though. There's another Rambam, there's a Gemara that the Rambam quotes, Sokolim Sofim Alachazokas. A couple moves into town. They live here for a couple of years. They come, they say that they're married. There's nobody here who attended their wedding. They came from Eretz Yisrael. Maybe they never got married. So if they live in the town for 30 days, or a brother and a sister come to town, and they acting like brother and a sister for 30 days, and then he's Baal HaChoisa, so you give him an Oynesh Misa, based on the fact that they're acting out for 30 days, so that's a Raya that it's so. So a brother and a sister, we understand you, that we're relying on the Raif. So the Gemara's Lashon is Soklam Asor from Allah Chazokas. You give an Oynesh Misa based on a Chazokah. Chazokah over here means Ruba Dalesa Kamon. People are not going to act out for 30 days a spiel if it's not true. So for 30 days they acted like brother and sister, we assume that that's Mevara. So to have Mevara, the fact that Mitzias has a brother and a sister, okay. But the Mevara, that there's a husband and a wife, so how can that be? But there you need a Maisei Kiddushin. So according to the Rogachev, it should be no good. So he answers that kasha also. He says, either they're married, like they claim, but if they're not married, then they're living together for the last month. So even though no one is in the bedroom, but when a couple is married, we assume that they're living together, gederach ish liishtoi. So all the people in the neighborhood are considered edim lekiyam hadavar. We know that they're probably having tashmish together. So they're having kiddushei biyah. So we assume that they're married either because they were married from before, or they're getting married under our noses right now. They're getting married in the course of the last month. That's a psachidish, the whole beer that the Rogachev got. The simple pshat that we usually say is the way the Shem Shmaitz has said, Chilten Ruba de Isa Kamon, Leisa Kamon. And the Rogachev wants to avoid that, so he gave a different word. Depends, are you trying to ascertain a Metzias, are you trying to ascertain that a Maisa occurred? So the last, the last 30 lines in the Tosis is important. La'alocha. The rest, they just say we don't paskel like Rav Meir. Chayish and Liyuta, we don't accept that opinion. Okay, tomorrow we'll start the next Gemara. Fourth line from the top of Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Very good.